This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. This is the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture. I'm Juliet Jacobs with Lim Soo Ann and T. Sharik in the studio with me today. Earlier, we were talking about how the mandatory death sentence for drug trafficking might be changed to a life sentence instead. Now we're going to talk about some forests who are facing the death penalty as well, potentially.
Yes. And so we have a social media poll as usual. So we're saying that to protest the degazettment of the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve, you have to write a letter to the director of the Jabatan Perhutanan Negeri Selangor. So we're asking you if you would make the effort. 71%, almost 71% say yes, you would. But 29% of you say you wouldn't. So you can take that poll or tweet us any of your thoughts at BFM Radio. You can WhatsApp us at 018-789-8899 or call us 03-77-33-2900.
So yes, we are asking you that question because earlier this month, the Selangor Forestry Department announced plans to degazette about 930 hectares of the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve for a mixed development project. So they placed a notice in a major daily on the 5th of February, inviting stakeholders in the Kuala Langat district to voice their objections to the proposal within 30 days. And you know what? Protest we must because peat swamp forests like the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve are among the most valuable ecosystems in Selangor. According to experts, the reserve, which comprises peatland and lowland forests, is estimated to be around 8,000 years old based on the depth and formation of the peat layers.
Yeah, and the local environmental conservation organization, Global Environment Center, has also said that the Kuala Langat Reserve is critical for preserving global biodiversity. It provides us all safe drinking water, it minimizes flood risks, and they also stress that it's an important area for carbon storage, which can help address climate change. So the area in question is also home to more than 2,000 Temuan Orang Asli, who have lived there for more than 100 years. It's also the habitat for critically endangered species. Just to name a few, Meranti Bakau, the Malayan Sun Bear, the Selangor Pygmy Flying Squirrel, and the rare Langat Red Fighting Fish.
And it's no secret that we're in the midst of a climate crisis, and news of the degazettement of 97% of a forest reserve for a mixed development project, it really boggles the mind because you are left with 3% of the forest reserve. And the development of this particular forest reserve area, which will include tree felling and peat drainage, can also lead to the release of 5.5 million tons of carbon dioxide, which will contribute to local and global warming and will just add on to the climate crisis that we're facing. Other impacts of the development of this area: it would not only disrupt the ecology of the Sungai Langat and Sungai Klang basins, but also cause the loss of habitat for many species, which would eventually lead to the extinction of some of them. And other things at stake also include the loss of an area that's critically important for research and education, recreation, and also ecotourism.
So to get a better understanding of the importance of this forest reserve, you know, if what we mentioned was not enough for you, I got in touch with Faisal Parish, who is the director of the Global Environment Centre. And I started off by asking Faisal to, you know, break down why peatlands like the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve are so vital to us all.
So peatlands in particular, peat swamp forests, are extremely important and productive ecosystem. They have a very high and unique biodiversity, and they are the most important ecosystem on the planet for mitigating or reducing climate change. They're the nature's way of absorbing carbon dioxide and storing it for long periods and reducing global warming or climate change.
And, you know, what are the repercussions of forests like these being degraded?
So when we degrade the forest, so whether we're clearing it or draining it or it catches on fire, then all of the carbon which has been stored in the system over thousands of years is released to the atmosphere, exacerbating climate change with major consequences for the planet.
Right. Okay, so the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve, it is an environmental sensitive area, am I correct? What does that mean exactly?
So the Malaysian government, through the National Physical Plan, has identified three levels of environmentally sensitive areas. So these are areas where they need to be properly protected and managed so as to avoid negative impact on the environment, because these are critical ecosystems. And Kuala Langat North is in the classification of environmentally sensitive area class 1. That's the highest level. And this is for peat swamp forest, intact peat swamp forest, mm-hmm. in forest reserves. And these areas, according to National Physical Plan, should not be touched or developed. They need to be protected. And this is also reflected in the Selangor State Structure Plan and in the local plan for Kuala Langat District.
Yeah, so I was reading about that. That aims to actually maintain 32% of the forest area in the state of Selangor. Am I correct?
Yes, yes, okay. 32%. And it's even, I believe, the Chief Minister of Selangor in his budget speech just 3 months ago was emphasizing even 32% not enough. We want to increase the area protected as forest. But now this new development is going against that priority of the state.
So, okay, you know, it is a forest reserve, right? So obviously it's been reserved. So what is the process actually of de-gazetting a forest reserve like this one?
So gazettement or de-gazettement process is something that happens through the state assembly or the state government, mm-hmm. where an area is formally delineated and then that as a protected or as a forest area, and then that gazette notice is published in the government gazette. So that's a formal process. Mm-hmm. To de-gazette, then there has to be a similar process, and it's under certain conditions, normally related to national interest or otherwise, that areas can be de-gazetted. But in Selangor, since 2014, there is a formal process that no forest area may be de-gazetted without having a proper public inquiry.
Right. And am I correct also in saying that you cannot de-gazette it without first having identified a replacement green area of similar size and type?
Indeed. So if you want to de-gazette a peat swamp forest, then you need to find another intact peat swamp forest and gazette it as a new forest reserve.
And I mean, we've seen all our forests. I mean, we're losing all our forests. Is there even, something similar like that that we can use as a replacement as such?
Kuala Langat North is irreplaceable in our view. Mm-hmm. There is no other equivalent area. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's from the ecological point of view. But more importantly, the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve has been home to the indigenous Orang Asli tribes mm-hmm. for hundreds of years. And you can't replace that by even another forest area 20, 30, 50 kilometers away. It's not going to replace that thing for the local community. The portions of the forest which have sacred sites, there are portions, it's very important for the culture of the local Orang Asli community.
Definitely. And also, it's also very important for biodiversity conservation. I mean, there are some many endangered, critically endangered flora and fauna who call this area home as well. Am I correct?
We really have some unique species in Kuala Langat North. Mm-hmm. We have a species of fighting fish. This is what's called the red betta or red fighting fish or emerald betta. It's only described to science only about 30 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And it only has been found in Selangor. And there are two varieties, one found in the north of the state and the one in the south in the Langat area. Mm-hmm. And that is quite different, and it's much bigger size than the one in the north. Mm-hmm. So it's a very unique. We also have Selangor pygmy flying squirrel, again a very unique species restricted to only a few forest reserves in Selangor. And there are many other species like sun bear and other species which are very rare and not found in many places.
So really, they don't seem to be taking into consideration the conservation value of the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve, are they? It seems quite, it just seems very silly. But okay, so there was a notice that came out in the papers, of course, which said that, you know, you can submit your formal objection. But it said that only stakeholders living in the Kuala Langat district can actually do that. Does that mean we can't take action, or are there ways that we can also voice our protest?
I think everyone is free and encouraged to voice their concerns. The state government was voted in by all the people, mm-hmm. so I think all the people can raise their concern. If the Forest Department want to restrict to a certain group of stakeholders, but from our perspective, we feel that that is not correct. We believe that the people of Selangor voted for the government of Selangor, and the people of Selangor should raise their concern to the government of Selangor. If not to the Forest Department, to the Chief Minister or others.
Mm-hmm. And I know that GEC, you know, you're helping to get that message out. What can we do? I mean, do we write letters? Is there an online petition going? You know, how can we get involved?
I think all of those are possible. There is information on the GEC website. Most important is to write formal letters to the the Selangor Forestry Department. Mm-hmm. Information on that is available online. There are also online petitions. We have established a coalition of different groups, which is creating a platform for people to sign up to a coalition, mm-hmm. to petition. Mm-hmm. But I think most important, people need to write into the department. It can be by email, it can be by fax, it can be by letter. But most important, in the current framework of input to the preparation for the inquiry, mm-hmm. is that these need to be received by the 4th of March. So very important to take action now, this week, so that your views are made available. And we really do encourage all of those in Kuala Langat District to raise their views on that. The district, the local plan has only just been adopted and gazetted by the state government, and that clearly states extremely clearly that this area must be maintained as a green lung, as a conservation, as a protection area. Mm-hmm. And also the local plan says that the area where the Orang Asli are living must be allocated as an Orang Asli reserve, mm-hmm. For them. So it already specifies area that needs to be gazetted, because the Orang Asli are also many really living in limbo. They don't have land title. They don't have a formal reserve covering the area that they're living in. So this is also equally important that need to be addressed.
And correct me if I'm wrong, you know, what's actually remaining of the forest now is actually only a fraction of the originally gazetted forest reserve. I think I read an article where you said, you know, about 90% of this has already been taken away for development, and even this is just a fraction of what it was.
So in 1927, when the area was originally gazetted, there was 17,000 acres, mm-hmm. or about 8,000 hectares of forest. So it stretched over a large area, mm-hmm. and over time, it has been progressively cut down, area has been taken and handed over. In time, the Orang Asli did try to take legal action, but they were not successful in the courts in Malaysia, mm-hmm. which we know are not very good at recognizing the Orang Asli rights.
That's right.
They protested against it, but now this is the very last remaining patch, and still really critical to the Orang Asli community, as well as being one of the only green lungs in the southern portion of Selangor.
So that was Faisal Parrish, the director of the Global Environment Centre. And, you know, in another article in the Star newspaper, it was reported that Water, Land and Natural Resources Minister Dr. Xavier Jayakumar, who is also, ironically, the Kuala Langat MP, mm-hmm. he said that he would be meeting with the Orang Asli community to gather feedback before bringing the matter up with the Selangor Menteri Besar, Datuk Seri Amiruddin Shahri, because, you know, this is a state matter.
Yes, and the article that you mentioned from the Star, it also reported that this is not the first time the state government is holding a public hearing prior to the degazettement of Forest Reserve since the public inquiry Selangor Rules 2014 was put in place. So back in 2018, they proposed to degazette 28.3 hectares of land within the Bukit Lagong Forest Reserve in Gombak. That was for a housing project. Mm. While a public hearing with stakeholders following the objection period was called, there has not been any feedback since, and it is actually unknown if the degazettement will go through.
Yeah, and if you look further back in 2014, a hearing was held on the degazettement of 106.65 hectares of the Ampang Forest Reserve. That was for the construction of the East Klang Valley Expressway, or EKVE. Mm-hmm. And then in 2016, two hearings were held for the proposals to degazette 30 hectares of Sungai Putih North and South Forest Reserves for the Sungai Besi Ulu Klang Highway, that was SUKE project, as well as the 3.4 hectares of the Bukit Chaka Forest Reserve for the Damansara Shah Alam Elevated Expressway project. And all three highways are now in different stages of completion.
Yeah, a hectare here, a hectare there. Yes,
just diggers at this
no
here.
Green lungs, right?
But then it all adds up in the end.
Yeah, and I'm just echoing something that I've seen lots and lots of activists saying, you know, that it's strange that a state government that claims to be environmentally sensitive is allowing and continuing to do, you know, these things and allowing these things to happen. But again, of course, not all is not lost yet. You can voice your concerns and protest by writing to the director of the Jabatan Perhutanan Negeri Selangor. There are several petitions that you can sign online as well. Just search for things like Selamatkan Hutan Simpan Kuala Langat Utara, or, you know, search for the name of the place, and you should be able to find the resources you need. You can also just head to gec.org.my for all the information.
And we've also received comments on this. So Rusihan on WhatsApp says that on the Kuala Langat North Forest Reserve issue, the authorities are not transparent. They ask us to write into protests, but they purposely make it difficult. And yeah, and
if you think about it, that 30-day window for people to make their voices heard or to make their opinions known is actually very short.
It is short, and, you know, the notice was only in a small little classifieds in the newspaper, you know, so if, you know, these hardworking activists don't, you know, put
trawl
that
through the paper
and, you know, make it such a public thing, you know, doing all these petitions, people wouldn't even know about it.
That's right.
So. Yeah. And we were also asking you on Twitter whether you would make that effort to write in a letter to the director. 73% of you say yes, you would, and 27% of you say no, so hopefully that 73% of you will, you know, take that effort to write in and, you know, make your voices heard.
Yes, definitely. And I do hope actually that the other 27% also make that effort. It is really important. We are facing a climate crisis, and, you know, the more we decimate our forest, you know, the more trouble we're all going to be in. Well, I'm afraid that's all the time we have for today's show. If you'd like to drop us a message on Facebook, you can look us up. Just search for BFM The Bigger Picture. If you miss any part of today's show, you can download the podcast at bfm.my/dailydigest. You can look for us on the BFM app, and we're also available on Spotify. For now, we're going to leave you with CCR and Who'll Stop the Rain. This has been the Daily Digest on The Bigger Picture, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.